And what hope is there if you're out of work and over 50? David joins me next in Leicester. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning, David. There's some very positive calls so far. Where are you in all of this process?
Well, similar to some of your previous callers, I was made redundant last February. I was working for a government education agency. We were actually the first government quango that was axed by the new coalition government.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that as an opportunity to retrain and set up my own business called Digital Marketing Mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been trading since last September, and it's been the best decision I've ever made. Absolutely loving it.
Brilliant. Again, you know, a phoenix from the flames moment here, David. This is... talk me through the sort of timeline then, from the first moment you realise you're going to be unemployed. How were you feeling at that time?
Well, there's obviously the anxiety and the worry because everyone has bills to pay. I've got a young family to support. But I saw it as an opportunity to do something in life that I really enjoyed and had a passion about.
Mm.
And marketing and using the internet and technology was my passion. So I then thought about going and either finding a job, and my mindset was one of a positive attitude because although there's very few jobs out there, somebody's got to get that job, so why not me? And I went and received some redundancy funding to go and retrain and became a qualified mentor and also new digital marketing qualifications.
Mm.
And then after that, I decided I wanted to set up my own business. Even though I had a business background, I went to the Chamber of Commerce and Business Link and got some support in terms of the fundamentals.
And how important was that support?
Absolutely critical, because it's okay having a vocational skill in a particular area, but running your own business is a different set of skills. I have a friend who I'm helping at the moment who's actually a lawyer who's sought to set up her own practice. But running actual business, day-to-day finance...
The bookkeeping, the marketing, all that kind of thing.
All of those skills are additional to your core skill set. Mm. So I would certainly encourage people, and there's a lot of help out there, particularly the response to redundancy funding available from the Job Centre Plus. I'm not sure if people are actually aware of it, but getting funding to do accredited training courses, there is money out there. If people want to retrain, and being 50 and over, you are still employable. Don't discount yourself. Don't see yourself as being left on the shelf. Employers value the experience that you have. And if you want to change career and get new skills, then there is funding available.
Now, that's an interesting point here, because so far we've talked almost exclusively about setting up your own business, striking out on your own. But actually, if running your own business isn't right for you, and let's be frank, it's not going to be right for everybody.
Yeah.
If you can get a little bit of help from the government to retrain in something that you know you'd be good at, you're going to make yourself more employable, aren't you?
Very much so, very much so. I was a beneficiary of the response to redundancy funding, and that paid for three of the courses that I actually did. In my new business, which is a BTEC approved training provider, we're offering digital marketing qualifications, and I've almost come full circle now, where I'm actually training people that are either a threat of redundancy or have been made redundant or are currently unemployed, giving them new skills in a new market. Digital marketing, there's lots of jobs out there.
Yeah.
And people are, of all ages, are coming on our training courses, getting new skills and also getting jobs. So there's a lot of hope and optimism out there.
And absolutely. I mean, what you're doing, David, for example, with Mary, my first caller who set up this sweet shop in Hinckley, if she wanted to expand and start selling online, then this is exactly the sort of thing she would need to learn, isn't it? On how to market that business via social networks, that kind of thing.
Oh, very much so. And your last caller telling us about the 80-year-old gentleman that's selling on eBay. The internet and using online platforms and mediums like Facebook and Twitter give you a fantastic opportunity from your own home to reach a global market. And people think that, you know, using the internet and getting skills in online marketing is a very, very young thing for, well, it's a young person's thing, and that's very much not the case.
No, great stuff. David, thank you. All the best to you. Take care. That's David Prescott, who there has set up his own digital marketing agency and is now, you know, another phoenix from the flames. It's great stuff. He did mention something there that I thought was really crucial to this whole discussion, and that is the two words, positive attitude.